Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for a bank on it, financial insights you can count on, with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. And with that, we welcome in Jason Shields. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. It's autumn in New Orleans, right?
It is
autumn.
It is autumn in New Orleans. And if you've missed it, we already played that at 6:10 to get the day going. It's a tradition, and we did it and got it out of the way. Let's talk about people getting their retirement out of the way before they should. And Generation Zers, what is this, 46% have already tapped their retirement savings?
Yeah, Tommy, this is a shocking stat that I kind of wanted to go over with everyone this morning. So 46% of Gen Z has already tapped into their retirement savings. And just so everyone in the audience knows, Gen Z caps out at 28 years old. So these are people who are in those super early days of their savings for retirement. And that's when your money's really going to have the most impact, right? And so, you know, I really wanted to talk
about
that.
Wait, by having most impact, Jason, by having most impact, you mean it's going to have time to grow, right, if you leave it there?
Yeah, it is. And so a couple of examples I kind of wanted to run through. Let's just say, you know, you're a Gen Zer and you pull $5,000 out today. Now, because you're not 59 and a half years old, that money is going to first come with a 10% penalty right off the bat. So $500 of your $5,000 is gone, done. And then presuming you're in a 22% income tax bracket, then you get taxed on that as if it was income, which is another $1,100. So that $5,000 that you took out of your retirement account actually ends up being about $3,400 or 68% of what you had actually put in there. Now, that's an interesting number, but I think the more shocking number is what would have happened had you just left the money in there. And so $5,000 in your 20s, assuming a 7% growth number, which is the general, you know, benchmark that you would say you'd have over time, would actually be $75,000 when you retire, right? Mm. So that $5,000 actually cost you $70,000 in the end. Now, I know that's it's a very broad example, but I think it shows the power of what your money can do over time. But more importantly, your savings, your retirement savings should always be something that you take as an incredible last resort. It should be something horrible that's happening that you need to take this money from, because the time value of that money is going to be impactful over time.
Talk about time value of money, if you will, for people that don't know.
Yeah. So Jason, that 7% number sounds really great. Where the heck does that come from? Right. And so there's a general benchmark that they use when it comes to retirement savings. So in general, what you'll see in the market over time is a 10% annual growth number. Now, we've talked about this many times on the radio. You also have a 2-3% inflation rate. So 7% is in essence saying this is the growth that your money will have over time. And then this is the, you're going to factor out that inflation growth. Because a lot of people like to say that, right? Well, if I save $50 today, it's not really $50 when you retire. And that's true. That's true. But when you consider the growth typically offsets that, that inflation number, every dollar you save now will actually be impactful. And so I like to use the example with the younger folks that I talk to about $50 a week, right? That's not a huge number, but it is and not to make light of anyone's situation, $50 is a lot of money. But if you look at if you have a fancy lunch or Starbucks, $50 a week is an attainable number if you can make some life adjustments. So let's just say you start in Gen Z $50 a week. Now, over time, what you're going to see is you're going to see that that number can become huge. Over 40 years, if you just do $50 a week, no other adjustments based on any increases in salary or anything like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It comes up to $550,000.
Now, wow.
Not exactly a number that you could retire on, but I will absolutely take $550,000 for skipping some Starbucks and some lunches.
You know, the paradox here. I'm sorry, Jason. I just wanted to jump in. The paradox here is that it seems like $50 a week is nothing. You're thinking, well, that's what good is that going to do me when I retire? But the paradox is the earlier you put it in, the more it's going to be worth, right?
It is. And if at all possible, don't touch those funds, right? Mm-hmm. Especially the younger folks, right? I encourage anyone younger listening to have a conversation with an older person and talk about their retirement, right? And perhaps it's someone who may have touched that money before and realize what that impact is. Because it when you're young and you have discretionary income, it can be incredibly impactful. And so a couple of benchmarks that are out there in the industry. These are broad statements, Tommy, but I like mm-hmm. to kind of put them out there for the audience. At 30 years old, you should have about one time your salary in your retirement fund. So that's a relatively easy number to get to. And then 40, that goes to three times, 50, six times. Ultimately, when you retire, one of the benchmarks that I would say is 10 times your annual salary. And when you consider the compounding effect of your investments over time, those numbers seem incredibly hard to achieve, right? We've all had those moments in our career where someone showed us one of those retirement little wheels that says this is how much money you should have, and we laugh because mm-hmm. those numbers seem so far out of reach and so impossible to achieve. But the reality is little things that you ultimately kind of forget about will ultimately make the difference. We like to use the thing, rule of 72, technical term, right? But here's, at 7% annual return, your money doubles every 10 years, right? So you can see how those benchmarks are relatively easy to achieve over time, because every 10 years, your money is going to double at a 7% return. And you start talking about some real money there, Tommy.
It's important also to pay yourself first, right, Jason? So you never even see it if you're going to get into some good saving habits.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, if you do it right, you don't even notice it. And every time you get a salary increase, you know, just adjust that number accordingly, and just don't look at it. It's the best advice I can get, especially if you're early in your career. Just put the money in there. Don't even worry about it. Honestly, if you're young, you hope the market goes down because that means you're buying more stock when it will eventually go up.
And for people that have 401ks, talk about matching, if you will, because that's doubling your money already, right?
Yeah. So, something that not a lot of people take full advantage of is the matching of an employer to a 401k, right? Most employers who offer those 401ks, they will match up to a certain percentage amount, 3%, 5%, whatever that is. And I always encourage anyone, if you can afford it, you need to max that number out, because that is basically your employer giving you free money mm-hmm. into your retirement account. Now, those usually come with a couple handcuffs, like vesting, so you have to be there for X number of years. But, you know, I'm one of those people who, Tommy, if I got a card that gives me 3% and one that gives me 2%, I know which one I'm pulling out every time, because mm-hmm. I like free money. So
who does?
It's important for folks. And I wanted to touch extremely briefly on Social Security, because I think that's a sure. topic for another day, but it's something that the young people, I get two different ends of the spectrum when I talk to young folks about this. One says, oh, it's fine, Social Security will allow me to retire, I don't need to save. That's a horrible statement. don't do that. But then I also have the other side of the coin where I have young people who say, I don't know why I pay Social Security because it won't be there when I retire. You can, like anything, you can toss out the two extremes and something in the middle will happen, right? Mm-hmm. We know if nothing changes 2034, 2035, the fund that runs is going to run out of money. That doesn't mean the program goes away. It's not the end of days. But what it does mean is those Social Security benefits are probably going to get cut in some way, shape, or form unless something's done. So what I tell everyone is don't rely on Social Security, but also don't dismiss it, right? Retirement's a broad plan of multiple things, and you have to think that you're going to get something out of it. The program's just not going to go away. So everyone should consider that when they're talking about it. And then real briefly, another stat that I saw out there is there's only about 50% of private employers who offer 401ks. So half of your listeners right now are going to say, well, that's great, Jason, but my employer doesn't offer me a 401k. There are plenty of options that everyone can do that will have the same effect, right? Traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs, SEP IRAs. There's a plethora of retirement options out there. So if someone listening happens to be with an employer who doesn't offer a plan, I encourage them to just talk to a banker, talk to a financial planner, and just kind of get it going, right? Get that $50 a week into those accounts, and they can start building some equity into their retirement.
Did you say the end of days?
You know, you bring up Social Security in conversations with people as a banker, Tommy, and you get some interesting conversations.
The end of days. There you go. As foretold. In prophecy, the end of days when Social Security runs out. How can people find out more about Gulf Coast Bank and Trust?
Yeah, come visit any of our branches, Tommy, or just go to gulfbank.com. I encourage everyone to just have this conversation. Understand it's never a sales pitch. It's really just working to do something small that'll help you in the long run.
And avoid the end of days. Thank you, Jason. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.